Okay. Reish Lamed Zion. So we are talking about toil in Avodas Hashem. Hayigiyah Avodas Hashem, he al derech moshel, the ba livna is binyan godol v'rab kaimais. Toiling in Avodas Hashem can be understood by analogy to someone who is going to build a big building with many stories. Sha'alav reishis livna is yisoid chazak umutzak. What he needs to do is necessary for him to first build a strong poured foundation. Haroi losays olav binyan godot, that is befitting, that is strong enough to carry upon it a big building. The manyam with yom rab, in order that it should be able to stand for a long time.
You must have learned this a few weeks ago.
Right. Yes, keilu achoshrim. Now there are those that think lachslich to try to save money. V'leil hashkia yegiya v'kesef. V'hanoch as I say this, and to save toil and money, and forget the foundation. Hashainim v'shamshim v'aisa v'klum. It's not something you're ever going to use. Al hazik abinyan. Right? It's just going to hold up the foundation. Burning beside Chalash, so they build a weak foundation. But afterwards, when they build the big building, the foundation can't hold it. And the walls and the roof are full of cracks. To the point that it seems that it's about to all fall apart. So there's no other advice. You have to demolish the building, and build a strong foundation. The same applies to Avodas Hashem. When you see people that are full of bitterness by the fact that all of their days they're trying to build their spiritual building, they're trying to build themselves spiritually, they don't see any success. Their service of Hashem is full of faults and lack of perfection. Their entire situation seems like it's always every minute it seems like the whole thing is about to fall apart. The reason for this is they never put down the strong foundation. That upon this foundation should stand the building of service, their building of service. What is the foundation? It's inyan hayegiyah u'atzuma b'avodas Hashem. That is the concept of toiling in avodas Hashem. Shirak al yisoid zeh, it is only upon that foundation, roi livna is meaning godav, can one build this big building, shiyamad yomam rabim, that it should be able to stand for a long time, and it won't go through breakdowns. And it's the understanding that Avodas Hashem is not something that's going to come on easy. That's the insight. The person has to build a foundation, knowing that. I mean, the foundation is the knowledge that this is going to be a task that is not going to come easy. Something that's we're going to have to toil for. I once suggested that that's why the first mitzvah that we do with a child, 8 days old, the bris milah. Child's got to know from birth. Avoid this Hashem hurts. That gives the person the possibility to. That's the yisoid. That's the foundation.
And then there's herring.
Yep, that hurts on Sunday. Well, there are some Rabbi Kosh from Additions visiting in Aleinu. And this can be understood according to what the Heilige Rishner said. The Perish Mama Chazal, he explained the words of Chazal. Chazal say that someone whose wisdom is greater than their actions, their wisdom does not have an existence. Hiksha, so he asked, it should have said, it should have said that someone whose actions are less than their wisdom, then their chachma has no existence. Why does it say, why does it word it that someone whose wisdom is more than their actions? His fault is not that he has more wisdom. His fault is that his actions don't match his wisdom. So it should have said someone whose actions are few. But Tiritz, the original answer, he said, no, his fault is that he has too much wisdom. His fault is not that he has too little action. Why? Just like when Hashem created fruits of the ground, Hashem created fruit that they have a shell that protects the fruit. Yeah. Dying and something wants it. So that just like the fruit of the ground that I have, that Hashem creates it with a shell that it should protect the fruit. K'mayichein v'ruchnias, so also in spirituality, torach liyas l'chol davar ruchni, nartik hashemer. Anything spiritual has to have a holder that protects it. Shleitiyah v'yachizas hachitzoinim, that the chitzoinim, the powers of evil, should not be able to take hold of it. What is that? What is the this protection? Hamasim him nartek hashmira v'achizas hachitzoinim. Action is physical. That is the protector that protects the spirituality from the hold of the chitzoinim, from the chitzoinim of grabbing hold of it. So what he's saying is that the chachma, the wisdom that a person, the spiritual wisdom that a person has, that's spirituality, that's ruchnis. If a person put that chachma into action, then the chitzoinim, the sitra achra, cannot take hold of that chachma. But if the person doesn't put it into action, it's just chachma without being put into action. That chachma has no shomer, it has no protection, and the chitzonim sitra achra gets hold of that chachma. So he says, "Im chachmasa meruva." So if a person has more wisdom than action, meaning that he doesn't, a lot of his chachma he doesn't act upon, ein shmira gam al chedek ha chachma shenagin amasa. So then, not only is there no protection against the chachma that he has not put into action, but there isn't the once they grab hold onto his chachma, they take hold of everything. They're able to enter even to the areas that he did put into action. They already get a hold of his chachma. And chachmasim is kaimas klal, and his chachma has no, does not have any.
But things that he took action on should also be protected.
No, it's what the word is that you can't let this Ezrach have any. It's like a germ. It's like a cancer. Once it goes into, it grabs hold of the person. It's
but nobody's perfect. There's always a place someone they can get in somehow. Then the things that we've perfected or that we've acted upon, no, we shouldn't. Somewhat sanctified and holy, and left
alone.
How
do you fight? How do you counteract that? Though?
Act.
So, what does it mean anyway? How do you act, for example, on gematrias?
Well, we hope that the gematrias have some kind of relevance to our avodas Hashem. That was the point of all the gematrias, right? Right? Pinchas, Zeh, Yo, is Gmati, David Avram, meaning that there's the concept of Anova on those two levels that allows us that tells us how to act, right? And how to speak before Hashem. So, it all has its relevance in action. If it doesn't, if it's just Chachma, then it doesn't have any point.
So since we're in a situation that it's more of a pagam in the masim than still saying you're not doing enough masim to protect your chokhmah. So it's a pagam in the
right. You're right. What you're doing wrong is you're not. That's not what he's saying. He's saying because you're not providing masim to protect that chokhmah, your wrongdoing was obtaining that chokhmah. Because you're just feeding chitzayim.
Now you know, but you're not doing anything upon it.
Whatever, that's, it's a Kabbalistic term, whatever it is, feeding chitzayim. But it's something that they live off of kedusha. They say that Rav Shitzarov said that it's not good to be the extreme of anything. So he said, Tzu. He said, "Tzi klieg." He said, "Like this, tzi git is a noyef. Somebody who's too good is an adulterer. Mm-hmm. So somebody has too much good in himself without any boundaries is going to have gone too far. Somebody who's too from is a rasha. And somebody who is too smart." Than Apikaris. So, it's too smart, what he's saying is somebody who has a vast amount of chachma without acting upon it. And that ends up allowing the chitzonim in the world to grab hold of him and take him wherever they want to, and that ends up with Apikaris.
How do you become too?
How are you two from?
It's not your guard.
Yeah. There are people that just use their from kai to a level that causes everybody else to suffer. I say that the tzaddik says. I think I mentioned this once, that the Yetzirah himself is very from. He says that Hashem commanded the Yetzirah to tell, to cause us to sin, right? That he's supposed to seduce us, to do our errors, right? But only to the point that we should be able to overcome. The Yetzirah is always concerned that he wasn't Yetzirah. He wasn't Yetzirah. He's always doing more. He ends up, he's Mamsha Rosh.
Yes.
So he suggests that frumkeit, extra frumkeit, always been concerned that it wasn't the yotze, that comes from the yitzhar. Something that. Okay. Mefarish the Vizay of Sukim Anemorim Agoda. The Rishoner explains according to this Sukim that we say in the Agoda, Vatirbi Vatigdidi Vigoymer, Vatorim Varia. It says that we grew in Mitzrayim, we multiplied, and we were naked and bereft of any mitzvahs. He says that this is referring to the time of the redemption. It says at the time of the redemption that Hashem revealed Himself to us. So when we merited this revelation of the Shekhinah, we had no shell. We had no keli to put this revelation into. Because we were in Memta Shari Tuma, we were in 49th level of Tuma. We had no mitzvahs to put this revelation into. So the advice was, as the pasuk continues, and I told you, you shall live in your blood, you shall live in your blood, which is a reference to the dam pesach and the dam milah, the blood of the korban pesach, the dam of the circumcision that they circumcised. Then they quickly did those mitzvahs in order to provide for themselves some action, in order to hold on to that chachma, to that revelation that they. That was revealed to them in Mitzrayim. That was the narthik means like a pouch. To guard over these revelations. The same applies in the area that we're talking about over here. Toil is the foundation and the protector that protects over our service of Hashem. We call sig of gam from any type of fault or compromise. It says, Zikoch HaChomer, purifying of one's physicality, Shehi Reishis HaAvodah, that is the beginning of service of Hashem. Zehu Bilti Avshori, that is impossible. Zulas HaYidei Yigiyos HaRvei, it is only possible through much toil with Taharas HaMidus and purity of one's character traits. Ayin Shem. Oh no, the Moisa la Hasbir. He says it is. It seems that it's extra to point out. That even when we're talking about toil, which is the foundation of Avodas Hashem, gamze doirish hakoras adas. This also requires the recognition of knowledge. What does that mean? The Chumrim is by Nemar, as it says in the Pasuk, Da es alakeh avicha va'avdehu. Know the God of your father and serve him. So you can't serve him until you know him. Know the God of your father and then serve him. Ha'igi ha'pshut v'avodas Hashem, ergo lefi ha'yizbonus ha'amikim v'gadus ha'avodas. Meaning, you are only going to toil on avodas Hashem according to how much you recognize the Rabbanu Shalom. It's only after you've realized that what you're serving, that you're going to serve. Who am I investing my toil with? If one acquires knowledge, then he's lacking nothing. He's lacking knowledge. Makanisa, what does he acquire? All the treasures in the world cannot compare to 1 hour that a person is able to stand with Yishuv Adas, with the settled knowledge. Those are the words of the Kavrina Rebbe. Okay.
Doesn't this last section contradict what he said just before? That's the reconciliation between the two.
No, so you're saying that you're not going to build a foundation unless you've realized the importance of building a building. So you're not going to.
So here's knowledge preceding action. Your knowledge of Hashem, knowledge of the importance of the Hebrew story.
Right. The Chokhmah has to precede action.
Yeah.
You can't have action before Chokhmah. It's just once you have that Chokhmah, you've got to act upon it.
Right. So maybe I misunderstood the previous section, but I thought he was saying, and so I'm saying this, he'll please correct me. I thought he was saying that the action has to. The action is the vessel. The
shomer, yeah.
The shomer, and that has to exist before you can fill it with the knowledge. That was his point in the previous section. Now he said it seems to be just the opposite, and there must be a reconciliation between the two, but I'm missing it.
What he is saying is that the chachma. It's not possible to do any ma'aseh before you have the chachma. Right? You have to be able to. There is once the chachma exists, I have this knowledge, then I can act upon it.
Right.
You don't act before you know what you're. Before you know what you what to do, before you know what you're doing. However, the what you were talking about before is someone who just intellectualizes about the whole process and doesn't do anything about it.
But there, what's lacking is the action.
Right.
Right. Okay. So first he has. First you have to have the knowledge, and then you have to act upon it.
Right. But you can't have having the knowledge and with no intention of acting upon it.
Well, see. Okay. So there it is. It's the intention to act upon it. That counts as acting upon it.
Perhaps. If you can act upon it, then. I mean, you're concerned about that time that he has the chachma.
Well, because his point in the previous part seemed to be that the action has to be there, or the chachma goes to the sadra.
Right. So
he made that point for a long time, and then he seemed to say the opposite.
Right. You have to say that. Right. Even the previous before this, you have to say that. That it means. One has to have the chachma with the intention of acting upon it, and then actually acting upon it. You know, intentions are beautiful as long as they actually come into fruition.
I don't think he's contradicting himself. I think he's saying both. He's saying you have to, the chachma has to precede the action, but at the same time, then once you have the chachma, you have to act upon it.
Right,
saying both. It's not a contradiction.
Well, no, you don't just see the contradiction. You say what you just said. Once you have, then you have to act upon it.
Yeah, which is what I think he's saying.
So, but he's asking, what about that time that you had the chachma, you didn't act upon it yet, so then why can't the chassanim then gain entry?
Mm-hmm. And yet you have to have the chachma, first, right. So that's...
Yes.
So...
All right, so you have to say that it's the chachma, the acquisition of the chachma has to be with the intention of acting upon it.
And then it has to be followed up by the action.
Right.
So that chachma is not wasted.
Is that why if you don't know something, you're not like responsible for that? Like, you didn't know different things. You're not responsible for that mitzvah or whatever.
Right, you are right. That's only if you didn't have the ability to know about it. If a person had the ability to know about it and chose not to know about it, then they're just as liable for it as if they would have known. ignorance is bliss. As long as you didn't have the.
Right. Why it's usher to learn Torah.
That's for sure.
Okay. Mamarishan. Chaybas Adam Vailamai. The obligation of man in his world. Amasilis Yeshorim begins his sefer with the following words: Yisoid haChasidus v'shoidish ha'avoda ha'tmima, the foundation of Chasidus and the root of perfect service, Kush Yisbar v'yisames etzla Adam. What is that foundation? That foundation is that it should be clear and true to the person, what is his obligation in his world? And to what end does the person need to place his outlook and his goal and everything that he toils for, kol yemei chayav, all the days of his life? Hine, ma she'aridu lanu chazal hu, what chazal have taught us is she'adam le'nivra le'sanagal Hashem le'henes mezuv shechinasa, that the person was only created for the sake that through his choice of good over evil, he will merit the reward, that he will take pleasure in Hashem and bask in the glory of the Shechinah. That is the true pleasure, the greatest pleasure out of all pleasures, that is possible at all. And the place for this pleasure, truthfully, is in the world to come. But the way to achieve this, who are the maza, is this world. And the medium that brings a person to this goal, are the mitzvahs that Hashem commanded us. And the place for performance of the mitzvahs is this world. This is all the words of the Mesillas Yesharim. If you focus on this more, Tira, you will see ki ashlemus amiti hirak advekis b'yizbarach. You will see that true perfection is only connecting to Hashem. V'kumash Amad David HaMelech, it says, David HaMelech says, ani kibas adakim li toif. For me, the closeness to Hashem is good for me. That is what's good. And another pasuk says, there's one thing that I ask of Hashem. This is what I ask: that I should be able to sit in the house of Hashem all the days of my life. Because only this is good. Anything besides that, anything besides that is nothingness, v'shav nita, and vanity. In order for a person to merit this goodness, it is befitting for a person to toil in this, and first to toil in this first, and to try in every which way to acquire it. Koyach masim shatadosam advekis. Do all the actions that produce connecting to Hashem. Behem ha-mitzvahs. And that is the mitzvahs. Those actions are the mitzvahs. Hine. Samoi HaKadosh Baruch Hu la'adam. Now Hashem placed man v'mokim shirabim v'yam rachikim v'yam v'meni izbarach. In a place where there are many things that distance him from Hashem. And what we're referring to are the physical desires. If a person is drawn after them, he is distancing himself from the true goodness. And as much as a person conquers his yetzer hara, his inclination, and his desires, he distances himself from those that distance him from good, And the more we try to connect to him, the more the person will achieve, and the more a person will be happy with that achievement. He will be the perfect man that will merit to connect to his creator. Those are the words of the Nemesis Yishar.
So the answer to the question about the one that I raised about the gematria is that even if you can't think of what it is now, how am I going to act on this? If I'm intending to find some way to act on it, I notice some really deep gematria connecting this to that, and you think, what does this mean? And you don't understand it immediately. Maybe it's weeks before you understand the connection between this. Nevertheless, during those weeks, when you're not acting on it because you don't know what it is, nevertheless, you're intending, once you figure it out, to bring that into your Avodah Hashem, and that's sufficient to keep it from going to the Sitra.
Okay. Yep.
Yeah?
Good. Rav Miller said I'll be here today. That's right over the mic for this one.
He will be at the here
today? I'll be here today.
Okay.
Right.
What's wrong with you, man?
Yes.
Huh?
Yeah. I'm back and forth from Iceland.